It's time for Hartley's CAT Scan, a weekly podcast featuring the who's who of your Prince George Cougars.
And welcome to CAT Scan. It's brought to you by Integris. Local speaks louder than words. He is the captain of the Prince George Cougars, Ethan Sampson. And I imagine this week you're in a little bit of a better mood coming off two road victories, one against the Vancouver Giants 5-1, and then a come-from-behind 4-3 overtime victory over the Kamloops Blazers. So the mood's a little bit better, I imagine, Ethan.
Yeah, it's definitely good. Those are some big points to win, and it's always fun and a good feeling to win games. So good mood.
Now, you are from the Lower Mainland, at Delta. So when you play the Vancouver Giants in Langley, those are special games. They're not just any other games in the schedule, right?
Yeah, it's nice to be able to be at home almost. I get a lot of family that comes out to watch, and it's just, I think it's a comfortability thing, just knowing how far I've come.
You have come a long way. Your fourth year with the team, you're wearing the C. How do you look at the progress and where you were when you joined the team and where you're at right now?
It's definitely a big difference from when I first joined. I remember being the 16-year-old kid who didn't really know anyone and just kind of trying to learn the ways and from guys like the Holbergs and the Shotlers and stuff like that. And I think it's come full circle a little bit. I think I've made friends on this team for life and come a long way.
Now, you've always liked the offensive end of being a defenseman, but I have noticed the more experience, the more comfort zone, the more chances you like to take. Did that just sort of come naturally?
I think that just comes with confidence. Like, every year you get older and you go through, you know, better summers, you feel better coming back in. I think the confidence you have as a 19-year-old compared to a 16-year-old is a lot different. So I think with those opportunities and the confidence that I build, it lets me try and take a bigger risk with certain plays and know that I have the ability to pull them off.
Is there anything as fun as playing on the power play?
The power play is pretty fun. You get to touch the puck a lot and be in the O-zone. So I think winning games is more fun, but the power play is definitely a good part of the game.
But you enjoyed those two power play goals in that 5-1 win against the Giants.
Yeah. Those are always nice to come by. So,
and then you had three assists, I believe, in the game against Kamloops. And that was an odd one in that you had the lead, and then they came from behind, and then you had to score late and win it in OT. And, you know, Kamloops comes in hosting Memorial Cup, considered the top team in the BC division. What did that do for the Cougars coming out with a dramatic victory there?
I think that just gives our team a big confidence boost to know that that team's beatable and we're just as good as them, and they're supposed to be the host team. Obviously, they still have time to grow as well, but I think that just is a good showing at the beginning of the year that we're here to compete this year and be a team to contend.
What is the expectation of this team from a player's point? It seemed that last season it was to make the playoffs, something that eluded the Cougars for a few seasons. Now I know the expectations are higher. In your mind, how high?
Obviously, yeah, we made the playoffs last year for the first time, which is huge, and just getting to play those playoff games I think is good for the whole team. And I think this year we really want to push for it to, you know, make it out of that first round, make it out of that second round, and try and go all the way and win, because at the end of the day, it's what everyone and every team wants to do is win a championship. So I think that's what we, as a team, all need to push for and have the mindset of that we can do it, because I believe it can.
And as you realistically look at the talent on the team, are you fully convinced that it is a group from top to bottom that can compete and win against the top teams on a regular basis?
Yeah, I think this year more than ever we've got the most depth I've seen between our goaltending duos, probably one of the best in the league right now. We have super high potential players like Riley and Cohen, and just deep throughout our lineup with our new 20s, our 19-year-olds, everything.
When you play with Hudson Thornton, is your mindset a little bit different than you will be paired with another guy that isn't thinking as much offense as Hudson?
It's hard to say. I think he's got to read off whoever you're playing with in certain situations. So I know Hudson likes the offensive game too, so I think we just kind of balance it out off each other. If one guy's going to go, the other guy's going to stay, and vice versa. I think that happens with every D-partner duo, though.
After 10 games with the team, you hadn't played in all 10 because you hadn't been returned yet to junior ranks, but through 10 games for the team, both Hudson and yourself with 10 points each, is there a little bit of a fun rivalry between the two who can get the most points?
I don't think it's a point race, but I think we definitely push each other to be better every single night, and I think that's a good thing to have to try and just make each other better every day. I mean, me and Hudson are pretty good friends, so I think it goes hand in hand with everything.
You have the C. It was voted on by the players, and apparently it was a unanimous vote. What does that say to you? How surprised were you?
It was a really good feeling to have that respect from all my teammates. It's just something you can dream of, and it's nice to just have that in my back, knowing that all these guys support me and would have my back in situations if I'm ever confused or lost.
So how is your role different as a 19-year-old wearing that C compared to when you were 18 and were not the captain?
I don't think it's all that different. I think even when I was 18, I still just tried to be the best player I could and lead by example no matter what. I think just because I have the C doesn't make me the only voice. I think all the other guys with letters or without them can still contribute to leading the team, because it is a team game at the end of the day. So I think it's a team effort.
As captain, will you be emotional? Will you be vocal? Are you more by example?
The same thing. I don't think it's really changed much from last year. I just make sure to do my best to try and stay positive all the time and try and help pick guys up when they're down. But like I said, I don't think it's changed much from last year. Even when Johnny was in this situation, he was my roommate, so we bounced a lot of things off each other. So I think I just got to keep going the same way it's been in the past.
So things aren't going well. You're not going to go in the dressing room and start throwing around tablets to grab everybody's attention.
I don't think that's really my style. I'd probably leave that to someone else to do.
Right. It's a lot more fun this season with this group. It's very early. Why do you think there is a little bit more chemistry, a little bit more fun? Is it just because the start's a little bit better?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things. I think this is a good start to have, but at the end of the day, I really think this is one of the tightest hockey groups I've ever been a part of. I think there's a lot of great friendships in our locker room, and you know, there's nothing going on between players. Everyone likes to hang out every day and get together all the time. So I think that really helps with team chemistry, because realistically, this team's been together a long time without many changes, with how young we've been.
Is it sort of a mindset? It's about time. We've worked together for this long, this group put together. There's no longer, you know, many rookies on the team, all of those kinds of things. How will you help the younger guys? There's not, you know, there's only like one 16, but, you know, there's still some 17s, there's some younger guys. Do you feel you have to have a certain role with them, or just sort of let it evolve?
I like to, you know, participate with them and stuff. I think back to when I was the young guy and stuff, and when guys would come take me in and talk to me and stuff. It was a big help at the time. So I'd like to push what those guys did to me to help me grow onto them, and just all comes full circle.
Is there a team you like beating more than another? How do you sort of assess the competition, or is every win just the same?
I think every win's pretty similar. A win's a win. Obviously, you know, I have different friends on other teams, so sometimes it's good just to chat with them after a win for bragging rights, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I think just going in and winning hockey games is what we want to do.
You talked about the fact that you're very tight with a lot of your teammates. Who do you hang around with, and what do you guys do in your off time that's, you know, your spare time?
Even just going out for lunch, like things like that. I think days after the rink, we all go get some food or you know, we've been mini golfing a few times, just hang out at someone's house, play some ping pong, watch a movie, and just stuff like that. Just, you know, being together, hanging out together, and really just building chemistry away from the rink is a huge help.
So is the ping pong as competitive as what goes on the ice?
Yeah, it could get pretty wild sometimes.
Who's the top guy on the team?
I'd probably have to say, so far, Wheatcroft. Mm. Pretty good ping pong player. He said he played a lot in Winnipeg. So
you got a little bit of catching up to do in terms of that.
He's got the most experience.
Yeah. What has Chase meant? And Boyko, they've come in with WHL experience. You know, what has that meant? Wheatcroft is on that top power play unit. Obviously, with Zimmer and Height and Thornton and yourself, that's the number one power play unit. What has he added to the team that you didn't have last year?
I think they've both just come in and helped with just more depth on our team. Like, I think Chase, he's put up 10 points or so already. He's off to a good start, and I think that's something we didn't quite have last year, was a lot of secondary scoring. So I think now with these two guys joining in, it helps just with an older presence to help guys around too.
Power play had struggled early on, got together a little bit better in the last two games that were wins. When things are not going right in the power play, how difficult is it to fix it? You're a key member of that unit. When things are going well, what happens? How do you sort of look at the highs and lows of a power play?
Yeah, it can get frustrating when you're on the power play and it's not, everything's not going your way. At the end of the day, you want to score in the power play to take advantage of being on the man advantage. So it's always a little frustrating, but I think just making sure you go back to the basics and practice and maybe try running some new plays, stuff like that, to resettle in and then get the confidence to do it once it works a few times, and then it just goes from there.
What goes through your mind in a game when you're 0-for-5 and the power play's in a slump, and now the key point of the game and you get the man advantage again? Are you thinking, things haven't gone very well, we have to change some things, does frustration build? You run into a hot goaltender. As things are not developing as you wish, what are you thinking?
I think you just got to try and simplify things down and do your best not to get frustrated with it, because with the frustration, you start to force things and maybe try and make plays that aren't there. So you just got to try and relax and just make simple plays and probably get pucks in the net and just work from there.
What about the penalty kill? How much do you enjoy that? What's the mindset there? The team has struggled a little bit while being shorthanded.
Same thing. You just want to get out of there with no change of the score. You want to try and block shots, not let them set up too easily, make easy passes through seams, and just try and kill the penalty off at the end of the day.
This is CAT Scan. It's brought to you by Integra's. Local speaks louder than words. Ethan Sampson is the captain of the Prince George Cougars. You were drafted in round number 3 by the PG Cougars of the Bantam Draft, going back to 2018. Your thought process then, going to Prince George, did you think you'd go higher? Were you surprised you went that high? Sort of go back, you know, 4 years there, 5 years, and give us your mindset there.
Yeah, I mean, a long time ago, I feel like I was pretty young when that happened, but I think it was around where I was told I was going to go in that range. But getting drafted by PG was never so something I thought would happen just because the way the scouting worked, it was a team that I'd never talked to. So I was on the ice at the time when I got drafted. We were doing Delta skates in the morning, and some guys came out and started telling me, and it was just a big wave of emotions. It's a super exciting thing. I grew up watching the Giants every other weekend, so it was a super exciting feeling.
So the hope probably was it would only be natural that you were thinking it would really be nice to be drafted by the Giants?
I actually didn't want to be drafted by the Giants. I wanted to move away from home and live the full experience. But watching the Giants growing up all the time, the WHL, was something that I always wanted to be a part of. So getting to be picked by Prince George was amazing.
So beating the Giants is a little bit extra for you then.
It's icing on the cake sometimes, yeah.
Then you got drafted in round 6, 2021, by the Philadelphia Flyers, the NHL draft, 174 overall. Take us through that day, your emotions, the highs, the lows, everything that came with it.
Yeah, that was probably one of the best days of my life so far. It's something you always dream about as a kid, is that NHL draft and just getting that opportunity for it to happen. So I remember going through that day not wanting to watch too much of it, just because you never know what happens. And then all of a sudden when my name popped up on the TV beside Philly, it was a whirlwind of emotions. It's the same thing. I had never talked to the Flyers, so I had no idea. And then I got the phone calls, and it was just a super, super happy day for me and my family.
How much after you knew you were picked by the Flyers because you saw your name on the ticker, did you hear from the team? Who called you, and how was that conversation?
I'd probably say within a few minutes, I got a chill from one of the head development guys, Chill Samuelson. And, from there, it was just a conversation saying, welcome, looking forward to meeting you at some point at the end of the summer. And just went from there, and then family started texting and calling and so on and so forth.
So it's round 5 of the NHL draft, and your name hasn't been called yet. Are you starting to think there's only 7 rounds here? Maybe it's not going to happen?
I didn't want to get too invested into it, because I mean, I know guys that have not gotten picked and they've still made careers, or they've gotten picked the next year and stuff. So I tried not to think about it and worry too much. I didn't want to let it affect me, but I remember watching a few rounds every now and then. You'd kind of look and think, like, I hope it's going to happen. When is it going to happen? Stuff like that.
How did you celebrate that day?
I just spent the day with my family. It was a nice summer afternoon. So I think we just had a barbecue in the back and just treated it like a normal day. But it was good to spend with my mom and my dad and my sister.
So everyone says, when they are drafted, what a great organization they are. And of course, that's the right thing to say. So I'm going to sort of preface knowing all that in advance. What would make the Philadelphia Flyers a great organization in the limited time that you have spent with that organization?
I think just, you could start with the facilities. I think their training rink is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. 2 rinks. Massive gym, shooting room, video rooms, kitchens. I think you can just start there with how amazing the experience is. And then you go into the people that they have, the coaches, the development guys, everything. I don't know if there is a bad organization anywhere, but I think Philly's super top class. It's been around a long time. And I know there's great fans in that city.
So give us a rundown the first time you go to the Flyers camp. What's all involved? Who greets you? What's the first things you do? I think you've been to a couple of Flyers camps now. So sort of compare the two, how it all shaped down, and you know, sort of a rundown, a day-to-day of what it's like for a young guy going to an NHL team and being part of that organization. Give us as many specifics as you can, the highs and the lows.
Yeah, I think my first time out there was a pretty scary experience. you know, going in, I didn't really know anyone, and just the whole aspect of it. It's a big jump to think you go from the guys that you played junior with and you've known for years to, you know, pro guys where they're fighting for a job every day, and it's a pretty scary environment to walk into right away. But once you start to meet guys, they make you feel like it's no different than being at home in your junior team. They make you feel comfortable. You hang out, you laugh, you do the typical things, and then going back the next year, it just makes it easier because you've already made these relationships and you know people, and yeah, you just kind of get into the swing right away and go from there.
So there's really nobody there that says, that Ethan guy from Prince George, he's eventually looking to take my job?
I don't know if anyone really thinks about it like that in the moment. I think that's something that probably happens later down the line for the coaches to decide when it's, you know, preseason coming right up to main day team and roster.
What have the Flyers told you need to do now as a 19-year-old, a lot of experience in the WHL, all of that? What have the Flyers said, Ethan, you need to work on this. You got to do this if you want to become and have your ultimate dream playing in the NHL?
Yeah, they give me feedback to work on, you know, drills to do, things to try and change. And I think for everyone, there's always things to do. So I just take the things they give me, and they want me to keep progressing, keep moving forward, just keep trying to build my way up, and hopefully one day I can wear a Flyers jersey and be playing professional hockey.
You got a great shot. Sometimes you're a little hesitant to use it. But you do have a wicked shot. You've scored a lot of goals. Is that something they tell you to keep even working at even more and don't be hesitant to use it? It's going to be a weapon that, you know, it can certainly, you know, come about and be very prominent should you get to the pro ranks?
Yeah, 100%. I think that's something, you know, everyone can work on no matter what. I think there's a lot of things like that. You can always work on things, even if you're good at them. Keep getting better. Keep progressing.
Is that something at a young age you worked at? Because your shot is wicked. It's a big weapon that you have. I did mention that sometimes looking from up above, it looks like, you know, maybe you could shoot a little bit more. But, I mean, that's always easy to say from upstairs. But were you, you know, 5, 6, 7, or was it 10, 11 before you worked on it? I mean, obviously, it's something that probably became natural, but you had to work on a lot.
Yeah, I had shooting coaches growing up, and when I was a kid, I always liked to go to the rink early and stuff, so I think it gave me time a little bit before practice to work on shooting and just have fun with stuff like that. And I have a little setup in my backyard to shoot pucks as well, so I think just through the years, I think everything just kind of starts to add up a bit. You find the right flex, the right curve, everything that works well for you, the right technique for you to feel like you can get the most out of your shot. So,
where do you find most goalies vulnerable?
I think that depends on the goalie and the situation. If you're walking in straight down, I personally look blocker side first, just for rebound purposes, because I'm used to shooting from the blue line more. But I think it just depends on the situation. If the goalie's sliding, if he's, you know, super high out of his net on one side, or just certain aspects of it all.
Now that 4 of the 5 of you on that power play, Wheatcroft, you didn't play with last year, but the other 4 have been together for a little bit of time. How much do you notice that difference of just knowing where those guys are or going to be with the man advantage, and how have you been able to, because it's still the early stages with Wheatcroft, been able to incorporate what he does well to enhance that power play situation?
Yeah, I think he's fit in pretty well right from the start. He's a good role in that middle bump, and I think just from playing together last year as well, we know where guys are going to be, where how our setups work. It's our second year doing the same way, so I think it just kind of becomes muscle memory of you know, the plays we run or where guys are going to be and how it's all going to work out.
So as a 19-year-old that's got a lot of experience in the WHL, where do you see yourself 2, 3, 4 years down the road? Is everything in your life going to be hockey? Is school a big part of it? Where do you sort of see yourself going ahead in the relatively near future once your Prince George days are done?
Ultimately, I want to be playing pro hockey. I think that's been my dream my whole life, and I don't want it to change now. I'm as close as I've ever been. So I think in that time frame, I want to be playing professional hockey.
We talked about some of your strengths, and you talked about the fact that the Philadelphia Flyers want you to work on some things. What are some areas of your game that you know that you're going to have to even pick up a little bit more should you want to get to that next level?
I think for defensemen, it's defense. Defense is everything. If you can't defend in a junior league, it's going to be tough to do it in a pro league. So I think you can always get better at stuff like that, you know, certain gaps, skating, stick placement, just fundamental things to really be good at, so make sure it can translate to the next level.
Are there high-end guys in the WHL that you prefer going against because they are so talented? Are there some guys out there that give you a lot of trouble? Just sort of talk a little bit about that.
Like in practice, I really like to go against Riley and Cohen and even Chase and try and push myself and push them as well to try and make each other better. And then in games, I've known Stankel for a long time. We've grown up playing with and against each other, and even this weekend, it's when he starts doing that pull shot, it's a tough thing to try and get a stick on because he can get it off with no time and no space. So he's a player that definitely gives, I think, anyone trouble coming down the wall.
Yeah, he had 3 goals against you last time, but he gets maybe not 3 a game, but he seems to score against everybody.
Yeah, he is a special player at the end of the day. He's a pretty established player in this league so far. I'm happy for him as a friend, but I definitely like to play against him and try and shut him down as much as I can.
Well, wasn't that a win-win the other day? He got his 3 goals for your friend, and you got the victory. I mean, I'm sure you'll take that every time.
Yeah, that's a okay deal for us, I guess.
What about the travel schedule? We hear that so much when you're part of Prince George and everything like that. What do you do to pass the time? Do you enjoy the... I actually talked to guys that in the past, and I've said, well, I'm surprised at that actually enjoy the extra travel, being on the bus, all those kinds of things. And then there's other guys that, you know, it's just part of what we do. Where are you in terms of all of that with so much time being spent on the road?
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time on the bus so far, and I don't know. It's to me, it's not a bad thing. It's sometimes, you know, you get those certain hours where you're ready to get off and ready to get some fresh air and stuff like that. But I think being on these long bus trips all the time does make our team closer. And, you know, watching movies, playing cards, doing anything, just, you know, hanging out, talking, just trying to pass the time as quick as you can. I think it's a good help for our team to be able to spend that much time together as well.
So Josh is the associate coach, but he's, you know, with the defensemen. And then, of course, you got Mark, the head coach, and Carter's come in, Carter Rigby, as an assistant coach. Are you more talking with Josh because he's responsible for the defensemen, or was it with Mark mostly? How is the relationship with the coaches? And do they talk about, you know, the fact that you are the captain and there is added responsibility in what they are looking for from you?
I think I talked to them all pretty equally, all in different scenarios, and yeah, they do lean on me a bit, but I think I don't have any issue with it. I think I can handle it, and I can help push through it. So I think it's a good relationship with all of them.
Other than experience, what have you learned the most from when you entered the league as a 16 to now as a 4-year vet?
I think just having fun every day. I think when you really break it down and think about it at the end of the day, this is probably some of the best lives we could all be living. We get to hang out with each other almost every day and pretty much play hockey as a job, which why wouldn't any of us not enjoy doing that with all our dreams kind of being the same at the end of the day. So I think just, you know, having fun with it all and just being a kid, but still being acting professional enough to show up every day.
Do you feel that because, you know, you are the captain and that you are 19, that you have to be maybe a little bit more mature than maybe sometimes you'd like to be?
Yeah, I think it goes hand in hand, though. I think I, growing up being away from home, I think that helped mature me pretty quickly anyways. But, I mean, there's still times where you can hang out with the boys and just do goofy things, like nothing crazy, but just, you know, live life like normal kids.
When hockey is turned off, which I know isn't very often, what do you like to do? What are your interests outside of hockey?
Outside of hockey, like summertime, I'll play some golf. I'll hang out with friends. But I think up here around the season, you know, when we get home, me and Riley definitely go at it on the ping pong table a lot, watch movies, TV shows, just kind of spend time together and try not to just think about hockey all the time.
So is there sort of a ladder system you have to play Riley in ping pong to see who can get to play Chase to the number one guy?
Well, me and Riley are roommates, so I think just kind of depends what's going on, who's over at whose house to play a match. But I think Chase is definitely the top dog right now.
Right. So, but the competitiveness, it doesn't matter really what it is, and especially among the teammates, you'll be in a foul mood if you lose at the cards or ping pong or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's just in a lot of our brains to be competitive with almost everything we do. So the ping pong games can get pretty high intense, even cards, you know, some guys can get pretty mad of winning or losing, but I think that's just the way it goes with us.
What are your favorite card games and which one are you best at?
You play a lot of President on the bus, or you just got to get rid of all your cards pretty quickly. So that game can change pretty fast, but that's probably my favorite, and I think I'm a pretty good player at that one.
In conclusion, what message or what would you like to say to the Prince George Cougar fans? Here's an opportunity in a podcast. You know, it's the Cougar diehard fans that are listening or tuned in. What would you like to say? What message would you like to end up on with this particular interview?
I'd just say thank you to the fans that show up every night for us and help try and give us some energy in the CN. I think it goes a long way, and from our perspective, we want to keep pushing forward to bring more fans into the building and just show the town that, you know, we're a team to come watch. We got some high level prospects on our team and just keep going from there.
Start the season 5-5. Are your expectations to reach a certain number out of 68 in terms of wins?
I don't think there's any certain number. I think it's just where you want to finish in the division or in the conference, stuff like that. I don't think there's any set number. Just at the end of the day, just placement.
Right. Well, I really appreciate your time. I know we were able to do this on one of those rare day offs for you guys. All the best, and we'll keep in touch throughout the season and throughout our broadcasts. There'll be a lot of more opportunities to have you on and everything like that. And Ethan, you're off to a great start. I think you had, what, 10 points
awesome.
In the first seven games and everything like that. And that's from the offensive side, defensive games working well. So take care and all the best.
Yeah, thank you very much, Harley.
You bet. Ethan Sampson is the captain of the Prince George Cougars, and you've been listening to CatScan, brought to you by Integris Local. Speaks louder than words.